In our Vada Mitochen, we're moving over, Mirz Hashem, for the next few weeks to the Chofetz Chaim on Mitochen. Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Shmiras HaLoshin, Shara Tzvuna, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, and Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses the Inyan of Mitochen. He discusses it in conjunction with Shmiras HaLoshin. At the beginning, he starts the first paragraph, but what he says, Agav Navar Mat Midas HaMitochen. He says, afterwards, we'll discuss Midas HaMitochen in general. He starts off discussing it as a way to prevent a person from speaking Lashon Hara or speaking derogatorily about his friend. He says, somebody that wants to prevent himself, wants to refrain from speaking Lashon Hara, he should be mechazik himself midas habitochen. Because aside from the fact that midas habitochen is essential for somebody who is Oyvid HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general, not specifically with regard to Shmiras HaLashon. And the Lashon of the Chavis Lavavis is in the very first paragraph in Shara B'Tochen. He says, why did I decide to put Shara B'Tochen after Shara Avedas HaLikim? He says, because HaB'Tochen Matzasi L'Nochen L'Hasmech Eilav Es HaDavar Shu Nochitz L'Oyvid HaLikim Yisbarach Yisim Mikol HaDavar. After I discussed Avodas Hashem, I decided to put the Shar of Bitochen, which is the most essential, the most vital midah that a person needs for to be an Oved Elikim, to be Oved Hashem Yisbarach, which is Bitochen. And we know that's Boch Habakuk V'midah Malachas, like the Gemara in the Makkah says, Boch Habakuk V'midah Malachas, that Habakuk took all the mitzvahs of the Torah and he encapsulated them in one Yisoid, Tzadik V'munasa Yechya, Emuna, the way that the Marsha's Masbury says, we know that the mitzvahs are keneged the Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim. That the Ramach Evarim are keneged the Ramach Mitzvahsesse, and the Shesagidim are keneged the Shesam Mitzvahs Leisesse. So every Aver is keneged a mitzvah. He says, what Aver is the Lev keneged? The Lev, the heart, which is what is the Aver Shen Hashem Atluyubo, and Aver Shen that the whole body is Taliyubo. What is that keneged? Which mitzvah is that keneged? He says that's what Habakkuk was mechadish, that it's keneged emuno, it's keneged the mitzvah of emuno. Memela tzadik bemunasa yichya. Once you have the heart, leiv toiv royani is divrei belezman arach shebchal devar of devreim. If you have a leiv toiv, still too. If you have benegiah too, if you have the leiv, you have the emuno. Then memela you have all the rest of the mitzvahs as well. And ki yodua, as the Chazanish says in emuno bitochen, he says that bitochen and emuno are really two sides of the same coin, and Emuna is the theory, and Mitochen is the putting it into practice. So, the knowledge is the Emuna, and the day-to-day implementing that which you know, that's Mitochen. So he says, Oid Zoyz, in addition to it Stam being so important, essential for a person of Eidus Hashem, Oid Zoyz Tzricha Ma'oid Le'nimidah Shmir Saloshin. It's also extremely important with regard to Shmir Saloshin. Because a lot of times a person knows, often a person can be very upset at his friend. And the Yetzer Hara convinces him to publicize this other fellow as a, to badmouth him and to really trample him and be mefarsim him as somebody who's a bad person. Why? Because the person felt that he was slighted. The person felt that he took away part of his business. Or he harmed him with regard to his personal honor. And it's very difficult for the person to overcome his yetzirah and not badmouth the person. The Maaseh, what he did to me, he took away from my covet. He spoke badly about me. He opened the store. He became my competitor. He's taking away my parnasa, whatever it is. So the easiest way to get back at him is just to say that he's a swindler and he's a don't buy in his store because you're going to end up coming back to return it because it's no good and he's a shakrin and mechulu. That's the Yetzirah. He convinces us that that's really what we should do. However, if a person would really internalize that which Chazal say, then that a person does not take away from his friend whatever is destined, his friend is destined to have. No person can take away a filo kamali nima, not even a hair's breadth. There's nothing that you could do that another person can do to take something away that's meant for you, that's destined for you. And every person is going to get that which is decreed by the Rebbeinu Shalom that he's going to get. Hein le'inin kovet v'hein le'inin momen. Sai le'inin kovet, sai le'inin momen. Everything, person, a lot of times a person knows with regard to money that if you're supposed to pay the money, you'll pay the money. If you're not supposed to pay the money, you're not going to pay the money. And memela, worst comes to worst, you give in. But the money will come back from somewhere else. A person, you know you're going to get the money one way or another. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's not just with regard to money. It's with regard to covered, and I've heard this with regard to other things, Hanaz as well, as we're about to see from the Goyin, that there's a certain amount of covered that a person is supposed to get over the course of the year. If he doesn't get the covered here, he'll get the covered somewhere else. No one can take away the covered that he's supposed to get. And there's a certain amount of Hanaz that a person is supposed to have. If he tries getting Hanaz in a place he's not supposed to get Hanaz, then it's going to detract from the amount of Hanaz he's going to get somewhere else. If he doesn't, then he's going to get Hanaz. No one can take away the pleasures, the cover, the money that a person is supposed to get. The Goyin says, in Eben Shlomo, in Perek Beis, he says, "Mashemasik bal taivo acharei v'shtadlus b'inin ra." That which a bal taivo achieves through tremendous shtadlus, to b'inin ra, he steals, he whatever hanos the person gets. Nasil etmimei derech b'inin toiv v'loy amo. He says that atmimei derech, somebody that's not a rasha, will be able to get those hanos, those inyanim, without any effort and in a positive way, not having to resort to sinful tactics. The same way that we find with regard to kovid, Chazal say kol berech mimenu, the kovid is berech acharov. Says kein hu b'chol ha-taivas. He says the same thing applies to all taivas. A person runs away from the taiva will run after him. In other words, there's a certain hana that's allotted to every person, and if he doesn't get it one way, he'll get it another way. No one can take it away from him. Somebody that gets it the wrong way, he's really detracting from somewhere else. And Ramele Nechanami, he overeats in one case, and he's going to have one day that he's not going to have food to eat, because whatever moment that he takes, he's going to lose it a different way. The guy that he steals $100, and 2 days later, his tooth is hurting, and he has to go to the dentist, and he thinks while he's sitting in the chair, Baruch Hashem, that I stole $100. So that I'll be able to play the dentist is a silliness, it's a foolishness, because not only do you having to pay the $100 that you stole, so you didn't end up gaining from it, not only that, you have to sit by the dentist for an hour while he drilled holes in your teeth, right? He lost the money, and he lost, had he not taken the money, he wouldn't have to lose it in the dentist chair, he wouldn't have to lose it through. So that it really applies to everything. It applies to all aspects of Olam Hazeh, that no one could detract b'chlal. So you're worried, the person is worried that somebody's taking away from a panasa, so somebody's taking away from enka zadavar. If you're supposed to have a certain amount of panasa, you'll get the panasa. You're not going to get it through the customers, you'll get it through a different way. Your investments will be more matzliach now, and your whatever it is, the stocks will go up. So you're right, you'll have less customers. At the end of the day, you're going to have less customers. You're right. He took away some of your customers. That's a story that we mentioned many times. Somebody in Crown Heights, they opened up, there was a fish store there, and it was the only fish store in the area for many, many years, and it was like a fish store. It was the old fish store, and it wasn't, because somebody opened up another store, and everything shiny, and everything gleaming, and nice, and not smelly, and just much more of a pleasure to, because someone went into an old store, and he says, aren't you angry about this guy, that he took away your parnassah? Maisa, everybody's going to the new store. He says, took away my parnassah. He says, maybe he took away my customers. You can't take away my parnassah. You're right. Maybe at the end of the day, he did take away my customers. And throughout the year, you're not going to see that all of a sudden, before the end of the year, before Yontif, that 150 people came in and I made up for the whole year. No. Taka not. Maybe Taka lost the customers. And instead of having 100 customers a week, he's only going to have 50 customers a week. You're right. But now, his investments are making more money because his... whatever his stocks went up, whatever it is, however way, HaKadosh Baruch has an endless amount of ways for a person to get their things. He says, K'moy Shamro Chazal, says the Chavetz Chaim, K'moy Shamro Chazal B'yumo. Mikan Amar Ben Azai. What's Mikan Amar Ben Azai? What was the story there? Chazal tells the story of Beis Avtinas, Loiratu Lalamed Amai Takatiris. Beis Avtinas, the Mishnah, the end of the third parak, that they didn't want to Beis Avtinas were the ones that prepared the Keteris, and they didn't want to teach anybody how to prepare the Keteris. What was the secret? So the secret was that they knew the plant of the Mala Oshan. Mala Oshan is a type of plant that you put it together with the rest of the Keteris, and the smoke goes straight up like a stick. Mom is straight up, it doesn't go to the sides. No one is able to do that. So they wanted them to teach other people, and they didn't want to teach anybody. Later on, it says the reason why they didn't want to, because they knew that there's going to be a korban, they didn't want people to use it for avodah zarah. The kids, they didn't teach anybody. So they said, okay, you don't want to teach anybody, no problem. You have no monopoly on this. They got people from Mitzrayim, they got people from Mitzrayim to make the keteris, and they were able to do the keteris just as they were able to do the keteris. The only issue was, they didn't know the malasha. So Mela, the keteris came out the same way, the same smell, the same. However, the mile of Mala Oshin, that it went up, the smoke went up, straight up, like a ruler, that they weren't able to do. The kids, they called them back. They called Beis Avtinas back. They said, okay, we tried somebody else, and it didn't work. So Beis Avtinas says, we're not coming back. Sorry, lost the chance. So they said, oh, you're not coming back? We'll double your schar. We'll double your schar. I said, double your schar, we'll come back for double the schar. And they came back. So, and Gemara continues over there. At the end, the Gemara says, Omer ben Azai, Mikan Omer ben Azai, Bishimcho yikru'ucho, this is what the Chavetz Chaim quotes, it's the last line here, Mikan Omer ben Azai, from this story, ben Azai said, Bishimcho yikru'ucho, with your name they'll call you, Ubimkoimcho yishivucho, and they'll put you in your place, Umishilcho yinu lecho, and they'll give you what's coming to you. No one can take anything away from you. So Rashi says, what's it talking about? B'shimcha yikru'ucho, mimikan amar ben azay, maitse ben gormu beis avtinas, shebikshu chacham leitchoyitzme mekoyim v'lo yukhalu. From this story of beis avtinas, beis gormu was also another story there, that the chazal wanted, the chachamim wanted to get rid of them. And they weren't able to. They called other people, and at the end of the day, it didn't work out. They had to call them back. He says, b'shimcha yikru'ucho, lo yidag odam leimer ploni ikapech panasasi. A person shouldn't be worried to say, this guy is taking away from my panasa. Chachomer, take away from Manasseh. They're getting people from Mitzrayim to come to do the keteris, so that I shouldn't be able to have the keteris. Their mamash taking away from Manasseh. A person shouldn't say that. Ki al karchoch b'shem yikru'ucho lovi loshu b'mkremcho. Because if you're supposed to have the money, they'll call you back. They'll come running after you with begging on their hands and knees that you should come back. You don't have to worry about it. And if you're not supposed to get the money, you won't get the money. But if you're supposed to get it, you don't have to be worried that you're going to lose it. You're not too worried that you're going to lose it. That's the story with Yiftach. Yiftach was also the same with Kovin. They chased away Yiftach. Yiftach ha-gilodeh yagibor chayel. After that we read in Parshat Nasi. That he was not in Parshat Nasi. I'm sorry, that's the Shimshon. Yiftach ha-gilodeh is after that we read. I don't know when it was. And what was the story? They chased him away. They chased him away from the house. He ben ish zayno. They chased him away from the house. You're not going to be, you're going to have a chilek. Kitzer, many years later, he became a tough guy, and he had people, soldiers around him, and they came after him, looking for him, and they said, can you be our general, fighting against the Plishtim? So he says, what's going on over here? When it's not good for you, you chase me away. When it's good for you, it's not good for you that I'm there. In other words, you want me out, you chase me away. All of a sudden, when you need me, then you call me back. So he says, you know what, if you come back, we're going to make you into a sar v'shefen. We're going to make you into a sar on us. He says, if that's the case, make a shua, they make a sal, and come back. That means he lost his covet at a certain point. They chased him away. They chased him out of there. At a certain point, they came back begging on their hands and knees that he come, and we'll make you a sar. If he got much more covet than he would have ever gotten. If he's supposed to get the covet, he's supposed to get the money, you'll get it at the end of the day. And that's exactly what happened over here. And Mamela, HaKadosh Baruch has many ways for it to happen. You don't have to think of how it's going to happen. I just want to tell two stories that happened in Zmanim. Two small stories. No ground, earth-shattering stories, but they just bring out the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of anything happening, and one of them is personal, happened with me, one of them happened, a co-worker told my wife that it happened with her. The first story is with the co-worker. She has a neighbor that gets clothing from America. Most of the stuff is new, and people send like a whole bag, box, whatever it is, and the neighbor lets her choose things. She went there and she took a sweater or two. And Kinira, the sweater, was not one of the things that was new. Inside the sweater pocket, there's $200. Oh, very nice. Right before Yantif, have an extra few hundred shekel, nothing that's tremendous. Where did this money come from? No idea. There's no way to track it down. They don't know where it came from. Then he asked the Rav. Rav said, that's yours. It's yours. There's nothing to do about it. They gave a little present to the person that gave him the... But just, that's the story. That's the end of the story. But what does the story show? The story shows that the Rebbe has a tremendous amount of ways for a person to get money. And you don't have to think of how is the money going to come back to me and how is it going to be? Lamaisa, I'm losing customers, and v'chulu, the seder. It doesn't have to be that a person's going to get a second-hand sweater and he's going to find... HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, it's just that one of the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to get a person money. That's the first story. The second story happened with me. I was going Ben Azmanim to visit my grandmother in Telstom from Beitar. And I came to... We took a bus to Yerushalayim and cross the street and take a bus to Telstom. Kitzer, I was there with my family. And the next bus was coming whenever it was. And my wife went. She had to take one of the kids into the store, whenever it is, for a minute. As she's in the store, she ran in for a minute. As in the store, the bus is already coming. Next bus is in 24 minutes, 25 minutes. What do we do? Should we go? Should we not go? Decide, you know what? We'll send the family and they'll go play in a park and they'll go to my grandmother straight. And I'll wait. I'll wait for the next bus. We missed the bus. What could we do? 3 minutes later, my daughter calls me. She's on the bus. She says, you're never going to believe this. The driver said that they left too early. So they have to start the route from the beginning. They left before people were by the stops. They have to turn around. She said a bunch of people got off the bus at that point because they weren't going to go through. Turn around, start the route again, and come back. Sure enough, 15 minutes later, the bus pulls up, and the family's on the bus, and we all get on. Did you ever hear that? A bus turned around? It's a city bus, regular intercity bus. What do I see from the story? Also, you missed the bus, that's it, it's finished, there's no way for it to happen. You're not going to get there, you're not going to do it. I missed the bus, and it kept on going, and I made the bus! At the end of the day, the bus came back. If you're supposed to make the bus, you're going to make the bus. I have no idea why it was so important that I made that bus. But at the end of the day, l'maisa, that's not the nekuda. The nekuda, the hashgacha pratit, you're supposed to take out of it, the bitachon, that... You can make it that the bus will come back, or make it that the plane will taxi and then they'll find that there's an issue in the thing and it'll come back and you'll make the plane. Or make it that you won't make the plane. Sometimes you're not supposed to, sometimes you are supposed to. There's no such thing as that's it, it's finished and whatever it is. It's if a Kadosh Baruch wants it to happen, it'll happen, Be'ezor Hashem. He left without us, he didn't leave without us, he came back to pick us up, and Be'ezor Hashem. The more a person's mischazik mitachon, the more Be'ezor Hashem will be able to see mitachon in his life.